This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to ENN, which tonight is delivered by the door of Dash. That's right, DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't like pie.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Peter, if you're worth anything.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to say good evening to myself. Jabroni Pumpleduck. I think it's important what was just said.
Yes.
Time for kitties to eat.
See, it's grown on you, Don. Come on.
I thought it was funny. I'm grossed out by eating on the air, but everything about it's funny.
What else did he say, Anthony?
Oh.
I meant Freddie Kitchen.
Turkey ducky. It's kiki time.
And Natalie liked this.
That last one to me, that's the one. Kiki time is it.
Woo! Kiki.
It is so funny.
Can't believe Michael thought that he was unprepared. It just happened. Let's start with a... I don't know if it's a feel-good moment, but it's certainly a feel-emotions moment. Let's hear Dickie V returning to television after another cancer diagnosis and fighting it. He came back last night for Gonzaga, UCLA.
Made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time. It's just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, Dave. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. It's really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pataro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable.
He's been unbelievable.
He really has been unbelievable. He's laying himself bare out there. He's telling you, taking pictures every time he's undergoing chemo, and I think he's really helping people. I mean, I think from everything I've heard, a good frame of mind really helps.
You know, sometimes we look at social media and it's always, look at me, look what I'm going through. For him to be tweeting out every step of his chemo, that gives such encouragement to people that are going through the same thing, knowing that he's fighting through it, explaining it, and getting to where he needs to go. It's so inspirational for people that are going through that. I'm so glad that he let us in on that experience.
He's the best, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has anyone ever been? I said this recently, and I mean it. Is who on earth is more associated with their sport than Dickie V is with college basketball? He's the John Madden of college basketball. He's it.
You know? It really is.
I have a great drop from Dick Vitale that I got all the way back in like 1998.
Okay.
I was very excited. Do you understand how big a deal it was for me? That I got a drop for my college radio show of Dick Vitale saying, listen to PMD and CBA, they're awesome, baby! Back in 1998. You know how big that was?
Yeah. How big was it?
It was the biggest thing in the world.
Well, for a 29-year-old aspiring broadcaster?
29?
Yeah. What was he, 29 in school?
No, I'm sorry. It was been 19.
Excuse me. There you go, Donnie.
Sorry.
It's never been great with math. You know
no,
that.
No, I admit it. But you know what? I can count the apple pies I'll be eating.
That's right. As we learned a very upsetting fact earlier that Michael has never. You know, play never had a fish, never had an egg. So what? Honestly. At the end of the day, I don't care. I don't care if you have fish or have an egg. But no apple pie?
Here's another one I haven't had. I've not mentioned. Never had sweet potatoes.
That's fine.
But I mean, it's stupid.
But compared to everything else, Peter.
Right.
Compared to what was said today.
Well, it's like, Don, when you go over the egregious things Michael has said or done with regard to food, it's sort of like being at a trial for Charles Manson and going over the list of things he's done.
Right.
Yeah, certain things you're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember when you sat outside the school for 12 hours sharpening a knife and staring at that child. I mean, honestly, relative to when you hacked 10 people to death, it wasn't that bad. But I still don't want to be the guy standing outside of the school sharpening the knife, staring through the window. And that's
wow,
Michael.
You really, really, really went off the reservation there. No,
but that was a deep dive he took.
But did it make sense?
Not
yes.
really.
I think we've lost Don. It's been a long time since we've lost Don. Michael, we lost him.
Oh, my.
He lost him. And he's gone. Once he's gone, you can't stop. You just got to sit back. You just got to sit back and wait for it to end. Just take your time. He'll finish up when he's ready. All right. Okay, we're professionals. We're doing a radio program. All right. Mets owner Steve Cohen called out Steven Matz's agent for, quote, unprofessional behavior. Ironic, because he did it in a scolding tweet. I seem to be the one that's most annoyed about this on this show, but Cohen called out Matz's agent a day after Matz decided to opt out and sign with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Opt out? What is opt out? That's incorrect.
Sorry. He did not opt out. He opted against rejoining the Mets.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm getting it together. And he rejoined the Cardinals.
Hack.
It's not nice.
That's wrong.
I'm not happy this morning, Cohen posted. I've never seen such unprofessional behavior exhibited by a player's agent. I guess words and promises don't matter. God, guys, in addition to it being to me stupid and unprofessional to take it to Twitter, he sounds like a rube. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm not saying there aren't rules of engagement, but Michael, come on, man. Yes, things get said during negotiations, and people should stick by their word. But ultimately, if someone says one thing and something gets presented that they decide is the right thing to do, people do it before the contract's signed. I don't understand running to Twitter to cry about it. It's weird to me.
Again, I just don't understand what his end game is. Yeah. I mean, who's benefiting from that? Is he hurting the agent? No, the agent just got a $44 million contract, so he has the... You know, the percentage of that, whatever his percentage is that he's worked out with Steven Matz. And is Steve hurting himself with other agents? Is he becoming a laughingstock? No. I mean, if you listen to Buster Olney, who he had on the 4 o'clock hour, other people are laughing at him in baseball. I want him to continue to do this. So if they want him to continue to do it, it's probably not a good thing for him to do.
I thought the best point you made during Buster was, you know, everybody compares with George. Do you think George is going to flip out after losing a fourth starter? You know, flip out if you lose out on Max Scherzer. You know, flip out if you lose out on, like, a big-time player. I mean, another offense to Steven Matz. Steven Matz could be your fourth starter.
Well, this shows you not now he's put himself in a position. Everybody knows how desperate they are for pitchers that he'd react like this for a fourth starter. Marcus Stroman could walk into his office tomorrow and go, you know what, I want $30 million a year.
He probably will.
And then he'll tell you about on Twitter how great he is. Shouldn't have said that. Now he's going to come after me again.
Oh, sure.
Be careful. Be careful. Listen, I hope I'm wrong, guys. I hope I'm wrong, just like I hoped I was wrong about Joe Judge. But have I been proven wrong yet, Don?
No, not to me.
Michael's still hanging on for dear life, but...
And you made the comment.
I'm not like you guys. Like, if I owned a team, I would change my mind in 2 years. I'm still hanging on.
But this is what's so interesting. You said this earlier, and you've said it very often. You said you can't just keep switching coaches. At some point, you have to stick with something. But you don't want to stick with something that's bad just for the sake of sticking with something.
But first of all, we don't know that he's bad after 2 years. I think that's folly to think that. And the second thing is, who's hiring them? The next coach? The same people that hired the last three.
Yeah, but that's like the old adage, like, you know, well, you hate the general manager. What does it matter if they've got the first overall pick? They're going to screw it up. You still want the pick.
Right, and they'll
you
screw
know,
up.
What does it matter if they get cap space? They'll still screw it up and sign the wrong players, but you still want the cap space. Listen, I'm not as against Joe Judge as some people are, but I just think if you're gonna bang the general manager, I'm not gonna pigeonhole my list of candidates by saying you've got to keep Joe Judge if we're talking about a guy that's won like 11 games in 2 years. But there's still 7 games left. It feels like it's late, but we got an extra week this year. 7 games. It's almost half a season. Go out and win some games. And there's certainly some winnable games on the schedule, Michael. Are you going to feel the same way if in the next 7 they go 2-5?
I would have less of a conviction, but I still don't think you change coaches after 2 years. You're only asking for more trouble. You're going to start another rebuild. You're going to be the Jets. Can be the Jets. That's
well, how
what the
long,
Jets do.
All right. So how long are you going to stick with it? All right. So you believe
in Joe?
At least
3 years.
All right. So what's the difference? Right. So, oh, well, Peter, we can't bang him after 2 years because that's what we did to McAdoo and Shermer. So we can't do it to Judge. But if they go, 5-12 next year, well, then you're going to have no problem firing him after 3 years.
Right. Because
it's an optics situation.
No, it's not. 3 years are a nice body of work. He would have changed offensive coordinators. You would think that he have the players in that he wants. 3 years, right. I think, is good. 2 is unfair, just like I thought 2 was unfair with Idzik. Nobody in football should be hired for 2 years.
But that's fine. But the first year he goes 6-10, they go out and spend a ton of money on offense, and then you turn around and don't take advantage of it. So, hey, it's all how you look at it. There's still 7 games left. Heck, maybe they go 6-1, and we're all giddy over them. Let's see. There's not a game on their schedule where you say they don't have any shot to win. Right?
No.
2 against the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Washington football team, Chicago, and I'm missing one. Dallas again. All right, so you want to say Dallas. All right, so there's one game where you say, I don't think they've got a shot to win. But all the other ones, they got a shot. So you go 1-6, 2-5. I'm sorry, I'm not bringing them back.
I'm with Don. I'm sorry. You know what he is? Joe Judge is Daniel Jones. He hasn't shown you if he's awful or not. He hasn't shown you if he could be good. But to me, like Daniel Jones, he showed us he's not going to be great. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll be wrong. Let me give you some notes on the Thanksgiving slate of games, if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
I'd love to, sure.
In fact, I should be giving you as the announcer lineup.
For the
that would be something.
Games. Yeah.
I guess I could probably figure it out, couldn't I?
Sure could.
I bet you get one wrong.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, the Detroit-Chicago vehicle is going to be a Fox vehicle. That is going to be a Joe Buck vehicle. It's going to be a Troy Aikman vehicle. Aaron Andrews, and maybe some Rinaldi?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's a short straw, isn't it, for Fox?
Which one? Oh, getting that game?
Yeah.
It's not. I thought you meant Rinaldi, which I thought was tough.
No. I'm not.
Rinaldi's great.
Now, the Bears and the Lions, just to be clear here. Bears, 5 straight losses. Lions, 10 games with no wins. These are the 2 longest active winless streaks in football colliding on Fox.
Let's put it on national television. This game is like when they pull the fans out of the stands and put them in the sumo wrestler suits at halftime and have them just bang into each other.
Yeah.
It's a nationally televised pillow fight.
Then,
the
Dallas Raiders vehicle means that would be a CBS Hello Friends.
Yeah.
Jim Nance, Tony Romo vehicle.
They should be doing Bears Lions.
Wow.
Wow.
You're out, huh?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Micah Parsons for the Cowboys, 5.5 sacks in the last three games. First That's player right. with 60 tackles and 8 sacks through 10 games of a season since Terrell Suggs back in 2013, which would take us to the nightcap. Oh, yeah.
This is where you're going to get it wrong.
Buffalo and New Orleans.
NBC vehicle.
It's an NBC vehicle, and it's going to be a Tirico vehicle.
Oh, see, that's a good
we
call.
Got it right.
Al Michaels not working this game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no way. Now it's weird because I heard he put $100,000 on Buffalo. Well, but
who's doing the color?
Who is with Tirico? Is he with Collinsworth?
No, sure. No, he's no. not.
Who is it?
Drew Brees.
Oh, a big Drew Brees outing for a New Orleans game. You know what we need to hear from as we preview the Buffalo-New Orleans game?
Who?
I would like to hear from some perhaps Cajun Don and maybe some Ed Orgeron, Rosenberg, and LaGreca, if you have that ready. Josh Allen, by the way, for Buffalo, 6 turnovers over his last three games.
No.
He had only 4 turnovers in his first 7.
Wow, so he's topped that in his last few. That's good.
No, it's not good.
Oh, sorry.
Now, it's really a great week for NFL action. 9 of the 15 games in Week 12 will include 2 teams at 500 or better. According to Elias, the most games between teams 500 or better in Week 12 or later since the merger. The previous high was 8 in Week 14 of the 94 season. 20 teams are 500 or better, most through Week 11 since 2010, and 24 teams are within 1 game of a playoff spot. But, Andrew, that doesn't even include teams like your Philadelphia Eagles or my Washington football team who are below 500 and playing good football.
But it does include them in the within one game of a playoff spot, I believe.
Aha. Uh-huh. You have any Cajun Don over there, Anthony?
Tom Brady going to win.
Thank you.
You can't.
What that Cajun going to do?
You're asking him to do Cajun Don, and he's got play-by-play to do in like a half hour. What's wrong with you? No. Ruining his throat?
Well, no, that's why we have drops, Michael.
Oh, I thought that was really today's Cajun Don.
In a word, troubling.
I think we lost Michael during the NFL.
Yeah. Now he. By the way, I didn't even – Don, we did a baseball stories. We did a really short edition of the announcer lineup and still lost him.
No, Don, I'm right here. What are you saying?
Do you think I can keep you around if we do a little more ENN on the flippity flop?
Listen, this is your part of the show. I have nothing to do with it. If I did, it would change.
All right, well, let's do some more ENN next. It's delivered by DoorDash. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay for delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it for free for 30 days. DoorDash, more ENN on the other side, right here on this Thanksgiving Eve on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Put your pinky rings up. All right, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Irish Whiskey. Don is at UBS Arena in Long Island. Rangers and the Islanders tonight. Our pregame show starts at 7, and Don's play-by-play will be at 7:30. Minnesota, New Jersey, also a 7 p.m. start. And in the NBA, locally, Brooklyn visits Boston. The pregame show on Yes starts at 7, game time at 7:30. You see the game nationally on ESPN as well. That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish Whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Very quick note about Aaron Rodgers. So a Wall Street Journal story today said that he was suffering from COVID toe, which is a real thing. And Molly Knight, a writer from Los Angeles, actually retweeted the story. Well, then Rodgers came out and had a press conference today, showed his toe, and said that it was a fractured toe. It was not a COVID toe, and showed that there were no lesions or discoloration on the toe. And he called out Molly Knight for writing the story. Well, now this woman on Twitter is receiving all hate and vitriolic Twitter messages from people in Green Bay. I mean, the guy who's the king of research, right? He couldn't get the writer of the story right? He had to give out somebody's name that didn't have anything to do with it other than retweeting a story in the Wall Street Journal. This is the guy who did so much research on COVID, he couldn't even research who the right writer was.
Right.
He's a knowledgeable guy, okay? He's a nozzle, I'll give you that.
It's time for more ENN.
He's getting more and more nozzly by the day. By the way, Eagles-Giants Sunday.
Yeah.
And the Giants will retire big number 92 for Michael Strahan. Ceremony time, finally, guys. We heard about it a long time ago. We've heard he's going to space. But his jersey will be going up to the rafters in Jersey.
Well, first of all, there's no rafters in an outdoor building, number one. Number two, but more importantly, football ceremonies are ceremonies of Jace.
Yeah.
Nobody sees them on television.
Sure.
I remember one of the most honored things I ever did in my career was I got to introduce the Sack Exchange, who was honored at the Giants Stadium back in the day against the Denver Broncos, and I got to go on the field. And you look up, and you just see so many people. That's when they go to the bathroom. So they don't even hang out in the halftime to kind of see the ceremony. It's completely ignored. It's a shame. This is one of the greatest Giants of all time, two-time Super Bowl champion. And if this was baseball, hockey, or basketball, it would be a moment that the fans would be able to luxuriate in. And I would say a tenth of the fan base will have any appreciation for it. And it's a shame if football should try to find another way to do it. Thank you.
I like Strahan quite a bit. But sometimes he comes off a little bit tone deaf.
He said here,
I'm sure you have this.
I would have honestly expected it a long time ago.
Unbelievable to take that route.
I've been in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for 7 years now. All the things that I did with the Giants, I would have expected it a little bit sooner, but things come in time in which they're meant to come and not at the time which you want them to come sometimes. That's the way I'm looking at it. I don't want to look at it as I'm ungrateful.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Tough. I'm not honored because I truly am.
Now, there's a lot there. There's a lot to unpack there with him. But, still, a tremendous
player. Imagine saying that so they decide. They don't retire numbers that often, the Giants. I thought it would happen sooner.
No, but it wasn't out of any kind of disrespect. It wasn't about any kind of falling out. It just whatever time they decide to do it at the best moment or whatever. And so it's not that long. Believe me,
there are Giants in the Hall of Fame that don't have their number retired, right, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. Ask Brad Park how long he's been waiting for his number to retire with the Rangers. I mean, sometimes guys die before they get a chance to get honored. I mean, it's 7 year wait. That's not that long. Give me a break.
He probably think, you know what? He's probably jealous of Eli. Eli just retired. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He got the number retired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, that is something. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, Eli has two Super Bowls, MVPs. Michael has one Super Bowl. Now he is in the Hall of Fame. He should have his number retired. But to bring it up, we're supposed to be all like, strawberries and cream. Everything's supposed to be sweet, and you're saying it should have happened a long time ago.
I bet it's peaches and cream.
I like strawberries. I don't like peaches. Yeah, I've never had a peach in my life. It's got hair on it.
It's just too
There's
much.
Hair on a peach.
It's not real hair, Michael.
It's a hair. It's hair. It's like putting hair in your mouth.
No.
It is real hair. But, it's like cilia.
But how long did Jerry Kuzman have to wait, Michael?
Forever. He's like almost 80.
Yeah. So stop it, Michael. He's such a great player and he's so likable. But there's times it balances out with just like a lot of nozzly things he says and does.
But I get the. I get the annoyance about Eli. Strahan's a better player.
Yeah,
Eli's quarterback, so he's in, but he's a Hall of Famer, sack record, Super Bowl.
I don't know what goes into when they decide these things. I really don't, because the games are sold out already, so it's not like you're picking moments against bad teams so you can sell out the building. But they must have had their reason. But
Don, I don't think Harry Carson's number 53 is not retired, right?
I don't believe so. Well, no, they had to have when he put it in the Hall. When he went to the Hall of Fame.
I think there are Giants in the Hall. They've had this is the 13th number they've ever had retired. Y.A. Tittle's number's not retired.
Because, again, there's a difference, isn't there, between the Ring of Honor and actually having your number retired, where nobody else is going to be allowed to use your number again. So.
Right.
How it all works, I don't know. But 7 years doesn't seem very long when Kuzman had to wait forever.
I don't know. I'm ready to end the show with Michael just casually throwing out that, and almost showing off that he's never had a peach. You know what you should do? By never tasting a peach, you know what it's the equivalent of, Don?
Harry Carson is not retired, by the way. Better player than Strahan.
He's retired as a player.
He's not, his number's not retired.
God, number. So, Don, you don't think so, Don?
Well, I mean, it's debatable. Both are in the Hall of Fame, but, Strahan got in a lot quicker than Harry did. Harry played for a lot of bad teams. It's tough to judge. I mean, different positions and all that. But they're both great Giants, and they're going to get their moments. But, God, he waited 7 years. My God. Boom Boom Jeffrion died before he got his number retired with the Canadians. How did that? Died the day they retired. They put it up in the rafters.
God.
Irritating.
Tom, when Michael says proudly that he never ate a peach, you know what it's the equivalent of?
What's that?
You see someone, and the person has a glow, a real omnipotence to them.
Right.
And they say, they whisper in their ear and say, I want you to know that I am the Lord. I'm God. Nice to meet you. And you go, you're not God. If you're God, tell me my deepest, darkest secret right now. The person leans over and whispers the deepest, darkest secret right in your ear. And at that moment, you know that is God in front of you. You know what Michael does? Right in his face.
Really?
To not eat a peach. God's nectar. It's done. It's naturally delicious.
It's got hair on it.
It's got hair on it.
The arbitrary things that you throw. It's got a peach has hair on it, so I'm not going to eat it.
Well, you know what, Don?
It has nothing. It doesn't affect anything. It's a wonderful piece of fruit.
So if you were having mashed potatoes tomorrow at Dave's house and there was a big, long hair in there.
How is that the same thing?
But you wouldn't have a problem.
How is that the same thing? You
wouldn't have a problem. It's just hair, right?
Don, if you really think about everything, everything makes sense. When you really think about it, it's insane, but it all adds up. Speaking of which, did you guys follow the Everson Griffin story today?
Yeah, very
yes,
scary.
Yes, this is not good.
So why don't we do it when we get back?
How about that?
You know what? That'll do it for ENN, I guess. We'll just talk about that later.
Wow.
Thank you. It was going to take 30 seconds. But listen, I don't have any problems.
Oh, wow. Mindy and Natalie are going to be pulling each other's hair tomorrow. And I hope it happens, too. I hope it happens. Why don't you send
you know
a video?
What? I'm going to rub it all over your mashed potatoes, you freak.
Michael Kasher on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you. Brought you by Geico. The real value of car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been predicting both for over 75 years. Did you see this, Don? The Minnesota Wild game against the Devils is delayed from 7 to 7:33. You'll love this, Peter. The Wild did not arrive at the Prudential Center until 6:26. Why? The closure of the Holland Tunnel from Manhattan.
But that's going to do it.
Wow. That'll do it.
That'll do it for ENN. We'll come back. We'll take phone calls. We'll lead you right into the Ranger pregame show. Rangers Islanders. Don has a play-by-play on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.